Well, I mean, we got to hang out. Like, all of us just kind of chilled and hung out. But yeah, finding him,
it was a good time searching for a friend who got taken for DUI.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most missing podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
Have you found us yet? Find us.
Well, I know where we are.
We're in your basement.
We're in some grain silo in the middle of Nebraska.
You're never going to find us. We got government secrets. Grain silos.
What's up?
Not much. I went down to KC on Saturday. Saw Childish Gambino.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was fun. That's awesome. Had a great time.
Yep.
One of the kids we went with got a DUI checkpointed, so we had to pick him up from the drunk tank the next day.
Great.
Didn't get to school on time. That was fantastic.
All right.
The whole trip down, I'm like, I'm missing class because of you, Tyler. And he's like, I know, I'm so sorry. I'm like, why'd you have to do it? We told you. Like, the night before, we're like, Tyler, don't go out. You're going to get picked up. He's like, we'll drive down to Power Lights. We'll be right back. I'm like, all of us were like, you're going to get picked up. So 3 a.m, the kid that went with him comes back, and I'm like, no, Tyler? And he's like, yeah, DUI checkpoint. I'm like, we'll deal with this in the morning. And it was like 3 a.m, so we just went back to sleep.
Oh, yeah, definitely deal with that in the morning.
But we had to search all over KC because he didn't have his phone, and we didn't know where the hell which police department, since KC's kind of big. So we had to search all over KC for it. It was fun.
That sounds like the opposite of fun.
Actually. Well, I mean, we got to hang out. Like, all of us just kind of chilled and hung out. But yeah, finding him.
It was a good time searching for a friend who got taken for DUI.
He said, he's like, surprisingly, not a lot of drunk driving. He's like, more domestic abuse cases than anything.
Oh, that's fun.
And I'm like, oh. He said he had to sleep on the floor because a bunch of big dudes took all the beds. And he's like, I'm pretty. I can't do that in jail. He's like, I just took the floor.
My God.
There was a guy waiting there for his son, and it was really funny when his son came out. He's like, well, they got up to the peas and just started walking, and like his son was just doing the walk of shame. And when they got down to the corner, you could just, his head was just, he was down, and his dad was just like scolding them. It was great.
Oh my God, that's funny.
And then picked up Infamous. That's pretty.
Mm-hmm. You have a fun with that?
Yeah, I've only played like 2 hours of it, but it's still pretty.
Oh,
fun.
Only 2 hours.
It's fun. It's pretty. I like it.
Nice. I've been playing. Getting back into Far Cry 3.
Oh, that's a good game.
Because I didn't get nearly as far as I wanted to.
Would you have it on?
I have it on PS3.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty game, and yes, it's a fun game. It's a very fun game, and the story is pretty legit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I heard the rumor the fourth one's going to be in like Malaysia or the Himalayas.
Himalayas,
yeah. So that'll be kind of cool. That'll look pretty with next-gen graphics.
Yeah, that'll be pretty sweet. I still haven't played Blood Dragon. I want to play that.
It's okay. Yeah. I didn't finish it,
mm-hmm.
but I enjoyed it. It was funny. But, yeah, I guess I didn't finish it.
I've been playing Sonic as well.
Which one?
First one for the Genesis.
Oh, the original?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Got to go fast.
Can you get past the second world?
Yeah, I did.
Is that the one with the water rising and everything?
Yeah, there's water rising in the third world.
I can't get past that. In the third world?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's the third world I can't get past.
Okay, yeah, I got to the third world.
Yeah, it's the third I can't get past because of that damn water.
I'm glad there's a level select. I didn't think there was.
Is there? Oh, man, the one I have does not have a level select.
You got to hold A and hit up, down, left, right, and start.
Oh.
And it sends you to like a level select.
I have. I also bought the new the Metal Gear expensive demo, I guess, that came out.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't played it yet because I know it's only 3 hours long, mm-hmm. but I was going to try the Konami code on it.
Oh, nice.
See if they kept up with it because I know they were putting them in the last generation games. Mm-hmm. So.
We'll see. How about you? How are your week?
Not nearly as interesting as yours.
Oh, I mean, I just went to a concert, was all.
Yeah, and your friend got picked up for DUI and you had to go find him.
I guess. Do anything fun? I know you said your quads are hurting.
Yeah, I did a whole lot of fun stuff.
Hey, working out's good. I mean, it's not, it can be fun, but I mean, think of it as you're like, yeah, I'm getting better for myself.
Leg day's not fun.
Leg day. Have you seen the picture online? It was like a girl like texting a guy. She's like, what are you doing on Friday? And the guy's like, leg day. Definitely leg day.
I think I have seen that.
Just every time I see that, it'll pop up every now and then. I get a good laugh out of it.
That's funny. Now, the only thing I really like doing is the rowing machine.
Really?
Yeah, I love the rowing machine. It's fun.
I tried it one time. I don't think I have the right actions down for it yet. Is that the one where you like,
moves. Push your legs back and then pull the cord and then go forward?
I felt
kind of
derpy doing it, so I think I was doing it wrong.
I don't know. It is kind of a derpy motion. Yeah. You might have been doing it right.
Well, if you feel derpy, you're doing it right. Yeah. That's how you know.
If you're not feeling derpy, you're having a bad time. Ooh, watching a lot of basketball.
Oh, March Madness.
Yeah, tournament started. Sweet.
Josh took off 3 days at work, which sucks because that fucked us.
Yeah, he would.
But yeah. You know who's Creighton's playing next?
They play Baylor.
Is it Baylor good?
Yeah, Creighton's better though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. How did UNL play against them?
They started really, really slow and could never recover. Yeah.
That sucks. Who's the prodigy? You know, there's always like one team that like everyone's like, it's going to be them.
Oh, Florida.
Florida?
Yeah.
Is them this year? All right. When is the...
But not by much this year.
Really?
There's really not a big clear-cut best team.
Yeah. The Lakers? Are the Lakers in there? I know enough that I can talk, but that's about it.
Yeah.
When's it end?
7th of April.
7th of April.
All yeah.
Right. So when does Creighton and Baylor play then?
They actually play today.
Oh, shit. Oh, all right.
As of this recording. Actually, they might be playing now. Let's see.
Interesting. I kind of hope they win just because, I mean, Nebraska.
No, they don't play till late.
Oh. Nebraska doesn't get a lot of sports.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yep, so I've been doing that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Feel good?
Yeah.
Feel strong? Feel like the Hulk yet?
Yeah, I've always felt like the Hulk.
Swing around a demigod. Smash him into a floor.
Yeah, okay. No, my life is not the Avengers.
Damn. Wouldn't that be so cool? Your life outside the podcast, you were an Avenger.
Yeah.
NBD, bro. NBD.
What'd you do this week? Nothing. Cuts to a montage of me on like an alien world.
Just fucking shit up left and right. Nah, nothing much. I took a nap here and there. And that was about it. Ready to get into some games then?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
So, as you may have heard, filmmakers from Fuel Industries are planning to dig up a landfill in New Mexico where they believe E.T. was buried.
Yes! Yes! I love this.
If people aren't aware of this, there's this rumor that all the old E.T. cartridges for the Atari were buried in a landfill because they were so bad.
E.T. is considered one of the worst failures in video game in a very long time.
Well, they hit a snag.
The
New Mexico Environment Department on February 27th informed the studio that they've been denied access to the site. Oh. They say their proposal was too generic to allow the dig to happen.
I want to dig. There. Is that all you...
It's too generic, Andy. Can't dig. Sorry.
I would understand that their proposal is probably like, we would like to dig in this area to look for... how much
more? It's too generic. I'm going to need you to rephrase that.
I'm confused.
You what?
They're just going to dig
a hole.
You
want to what? You want to dig? No.
Oh, I just want to dig a hole and find E.T.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good enough. Come on.
See, that's what that's all they have to say. Like, how is that too generic?
I don't know. Maybe they have to say, like, how much they're going to dig or, like, what
they probably need like super specifications.
Yeah, like we want to dig a 1 foot by 2 foot hole.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I would imagine, like, is it an area they think, or is it like they've done some research and they're pretty sure it's this area, or?
I think they've done some research and they're pretty sure.
Right. Now, I wonder if this is going to be like a Jimmy Hoffa thing.
Jimmy Hoffa thing? No one ever finds ET cartridges.
Yeah, no one ever finds ET cartridges.
There's always tips every few years. Like, I left him on a barge in San Francisco.
Son of a bitch.
All right.
You should just ask Nolan Bushnell. He was the head of Atari when ET came out.
Yeah, he probably doesn't know where they're fucking buried.
That is true. Hey, is it? They could ask him if it's real.
If ET is real?
No, if that myth is real.
I don't know. I think that might have just been the studio, like, after it came out, and I'm just like, oh, we got all these extra cartridges. Let's just toss them.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Ugh. I hope they find it. I hope they get approved and they find it.
I hope they still work.
That would be cool. Yeah. Like, some of them that are in the middle or something still might work.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they'll try selling them, like, get one of the dug-up ET cartridges.
Oh, my God. And unfortunately, those will go for a lot of money, too.
Yup.
A shitty game that was worth nothing is going to go for a lot of money because it was buried in the desert.
$500 for a cartridge or something stupid God. Like that.
So the Unreal Engine 4 and CryEngine are changing to subscription-based services.
That's nifty.
Yeah. Epic announced that the Unreal Engine 4 would be releasing the SDK as a subscription service for developers instead of paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for a license. Subscribers gain access to the entire engine for $19 per month and 5% of their gross revenue, which basically makes it easier for smaller studios to use the engine.
And easier for Unreal to just get some money.
Yeah.
Did you see Crytek, though, is $10 cheaper?
No.
It's $10 instead of $20.
Yeah, here it is. That's pretty nice.
That's neat. And in my opinion, I think CryEngine's a little prettier.
Yeah.
I bet Unreal's easier to like use and manipulate because that seems to be their thing. Mm-hmm. But CryEngine looks pretty.
Yeah. You know, I read the story about Rare. It was like, oh, yeah, we're not really interested in going back to old IPs. I'm like, who fucking told you to say that?
Who told you? What are they even doing? What are they even doing right now?
I don't know. They also praised the Kinect. I know.
Yeah. What happened to Rare?
What happened to you, Rare?
They were like the kings.
Show us on the dollar Microsoft touched you.
Show us on the dollar amount.
On March 31st, that will be the day the music dies. You will no longer be able to get downloadable songs for Guitar Hero, DJ Hero, and Band Hero games.
Oh, wow. They're killing the servers.
Yep.
I know Rock Band's not doing new DLC, but I don't know if it's still up. Mm. But that's interesting. What games again?
Guitar Hero, DJ Hero, and Band Hero.
Wow. I guess they've been around long enough now.
Oh, and the Guitar Hero mobile game will no longer be available after March 31st.
Mother of God, I must buy it.
Get all the DLC while you have the chance.
That's probably why they do that announcement, last minute, like, buys and shit.
You know, I have some DLC for Guitar Hero.
Dude.
And
you try selling it once it goes offline.
I don't have it on my hard drive, so I should probably hurry up and just re-download it just to make sure I have it. Yeah, before it's gone, and then I won't be able to re-download it.
Yeah. Ooh, I should do that with Dad's PS3.
I've got the Halo 3 theme on guitar.
What?
Yeah, they really
is it fun playing?
Yeah. You're like
That is awesome. All right, I'm looking up right now what Rare is doing.
Just type, what are you doing, Rare?
Well, I figured if I went to their Oh, you know what they're doing? You know why they're praising the Kinect? Cuz they do Kinect sports.
It's just so sad.
Coming from the company that did Battletoads and fucking GoldenEye and Perfect Dark.
Now they're working on Kinect Sports.
Now you're doing Kinect Sports. That is sad. That is a death of a game company.
Yeah, that's depressing. No, they're not dead. They're just a shell of the former selves.
There you go.
Yeah.
Microsoft did to Rare what EA does to all the companies they buy. Just take them out to pasture and murder them.
Remove the brain.
That's all you need. Man, Look at some of these good games. Killer Instinct, Donkey Kong Country, Banjo-Kazooie. All classic games, and now they make Kinect Sports.
All right, Andy, that will do it for gaming news. Let's go into technology.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in.
Whoa.
This is technology news. Every time.
Starting off in technology news, Turkey has banned Twitter.
They're like, everybody's banned. Well, I guess, what's their reason for banning Twitter?
Turkey's internet watchdog has blocked Twitter following threats by its prime minister, name I'm not even going to try, fueled by the network's ability to carry rumors about government corruption.
Wow. So there's basically going to be a revolution starting there pretty soon then, too.
Yeah, there's already shit going down anyway. Have you read Poland Ball comics?
What?
Poland Ball?
No.
Oh, I got a lot of shit to show you.
All right. Is it an internet thing? Have I missed out on it? Oh, shit.
It's Poland Ball.
Poland Ball?
It started as, I don't even know if it was on 4chan's, like, international board. I always saw it on their sports board, but basically it was the Adventures of Poland, which was basically its flag, but a ball. And it would, like, do things like everybody like, oh, Poland, not Poland, Poland. And it just expanded to just all these other countries and shit like that. But there's one where Ukraine comes up to the UK and US and it has like its bottom half cut off and it's like, oh, help. And they're like, I don't know if we can help you. And like the UK is like, here, wait here. And it's a lobby for admission to the European Union. And it's Ukraine waiting with Turkey sitting in a chair going, I'll get in.
That's great. I love the best. You described the UN the best way. Just stop.
Hey, stop. Stop it. Come on. Don't do that. Oh, but our people are hungry. All right. Keep going.
Oh, you're going to do a war? Come on.
Come on, let's not do war.
Yeah, stop that, please.
I can't really stop you.
We got NATO, though. They're pretty scary, but come on.
It's a bold and draconian move for a country that's desperate to join the EU, which I said, which means it joins the ranks of Syria, North Korea, and Iran on a list of authoritarian states.
Just that area of the world.
Turkey is, in fact, one of the top 10 users of Twitter worldwide.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Interesting. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. That's really interesting.
Andy, how were you using the internet in 1999?
What grade would I be in?
You would have been in a grade above me.
Well, what grade were you in?
I'm trying to figure that out
99?
Right now. 99.
Fifth grade? Definitely using it for porn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you?
AOL dialogue for porn. Porn and Half-Life Online.
Yeah.
For those two.
In 99?
Yep.
I see.
Half-Life came out in 98.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Man.
Half-Life 2 came out in 2002. No, 2004.
When did Half-Life 3 come out?
Never. I don't think...
When's it going
to
come out?
It's to the point now where when it comes out, I'm just going to be like, cool. I'm probably going to have a moment of like freaking out and goosebumps, but then after that, I'm going to be like, finally?
Yeah, nice.
And then once they show it off, then you got to wait like 5 more years because that's how Valve does things.
Yeah.
Here's a game we're making 5 years later.
I think in 99, I was using the AOL Kids chat room.
I remember the AOL chat rooms were fun, especially the kids ones, because my parents had me doing the kids AOL account.
Yeah,
so that's
and there was always people that were like, if you like Pokemon, press 1. I'm like, 1!
I'm talking to people!
They have to know.
I remember playing, it was when Yahoo, remember their arcade games Yahoo used to have? You could play some pool?
Yes.
Yes, that I played pool a lot on the internet back then.
I played a lot of games on Cartoon Networks.
Website. We never had a really good computer until like Windows 7 came around. Mm-hmm. And then, like, then we got a good computer. But up till then, we didn't have a good one, so I could never play the heavy games that Cartoon Network had.
On Cartoon Network, I remember playing a Dragon Ball Z game where I basically had to start it and then, like, go play outside for an hour and then come back so it would be ready.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, my God. Those things would load. I remember when we got cable, It fucking blew my mind how fast things were loading.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, when I was using a browser for the first time, I was like, where's the dial-up sounds?
Yeah. Our first browser we used was Avast.
Was it?
Yep.
I think ours was Internet Explorer.
We used we used Netscape, and then we found out that Avast was like the open source Netscape.
I used Netscape at school.
At school? Yep. Yeah. All schools seem to use Netscape, which was owned by AOL.
Was it really?
Yeah. But yeah, we started using Avast, and then Firefox came out.
Nice.
And then we hit up the Firefox.
At school, we had those old ugly Macs, the ones with like the aqua green.
Oh, the original iMacs.
Yeah.
Yes, those were fun computers, but they were old as shit.
Yeah, they were.
There's some schools. I'm pretty sure there's some OPS schools that still have those. OPS doesn't get updated.
All right, Andy. That'll do it for technology news.
There is a kindergarten right by my house, and they were having signs up. They're like, come check out our new iPad lab.
Wow.
Yes. That's crazy. And I remember when I worked for Millard my junior year going into senior, I helped set up in a Wheeler grade school. I helped set up a brand new, like, 17 iMac lab.
Damn.
Yeah. It was Millard gets good technology.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure OPS gets all the old technology Millard gets rid of.
I loved in astronomy when we'd walk in and we'd see the laptop cart.
Oh, yeah. You knew like, shit was going down. Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. All right. Let's go into news, Andy.
Yeah.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on.
It's time for the 3-Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny.
Andy and I are pantomiming here after I cleared my throat.
Well, I was like, you need some water? You need some
I know, water, and I was maybe? Saying I was drinking water, and it's not doing anything.
Huh. Maybe you need some wiener.
That was the second thing you suggested.
Yeah, I mean, if you get a nice smooth one, wink.
Hey. It's up.
Hey. If you can get past the curb, it's okay.
A Colorado mother who attempted to teach her daughter a lesson about Facebook wound up getting blasted by others. In an effort to show her daughter how quickly something can spread online, Kira Hudson posted a public photo of a young girl and asked her Facebook friends to share it. She had the girl pose with a sign that read, 3-18-14, Mom is trying to show me how many people can see a picture online once it's on the internet.
I mean, it was successful.
But Hudson probably didn't expect the photo of her daughter to wind up on 4chan.
Everything on the internet ends up on 4chan.
Users on the random image board B eventually found Hudson's Facebook page, home address, and phone number, according to the Daily Dot. On Wednesday, the mother received prank calls and pizzas were delivered to her house. Some also edited the original photo to include an obscene message.
I love that there's always pizzas when it involves 4chan. I know. There's always pizzas.
Yeah, that's funny. Apparently, other 4chan users wanted to teach Hudson a lesson about public shaming. They edited the image to say maybe you shouldn't use your daughter as an experiment to prove your point.
I love the internet as a community. The internet's like a group of friends that you're just like, when they get a hold of something, you're like, yeah, I'm going to hang out with you guys for a while. And I just love when it gets a hold of shit.
Hudson eventually removed the photo, which had almost 1 million likes.
Jesus. I love the internet. Yeah, I love the internet. It is just the greatest thing in the world.
I'm remembering the time I probably laughed the hardest in my life.
Did it involve a penis and a coworker?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Oh, my God.
It's still on my computer.
Is it?
Yep. If I find it, you want me to send it to you?
Yeah, I'm going
to
need that.
All right. You know a picture that we still have that I think you and I photoshopped was a Sam Hauser microphone dick picture.
Oh, I vaguely remember that.
It was like we photoshopped the microphone to be a black dildo. But yes, I have the Jake Dolezal one somewhere.
I was laughing so fucking hard while we were doing that.
I think I was online, so I was left out of it. But yeah, it was like you, Brian, and Tom in a booth dicking around.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was the funniest thing. Just because it would like slowly move into the frame where we were trying to place it. Oh, I can't believe he never saw that too. I don't think it ever got back to him.
Really? Not even Tom? I guess we could just Facebook it to him.
Yeah,
what's
we
he
could.
Gonna do?
We should play the
Jake.
Hello. We should play the Hello game with him.
Hello?
I still hold the
five?
Record with like four, I think.
Four?
Yeah. I tried playing it with Tom one time. His brother answered the phone. He's like, hello? Hello? And in the background here, stop! No! And Tom runs over, grabs the phone from his brother. He's like, who is this?
That's great.
I'm like, hello, Tom. It's Matt.
His brother came in yesterday.
Oh, really?
Andy Clark looks goofy as hell.
Does he?
He looks like, the guitar player in Rage Against the Machine, who's got that crazy-ass hair.
Yeah.
He looks like Sideshow Bob, if Sideshow Bob was let his hair all go.
And Weird Al.
Yeah. He just looks hairy and dirty.
That's funny.
But he's still Andy Clark.
And Gallagher.
Yeah, and Gallagher, that's a good one.
Andy, the worst challenge has people eat 20-foot sausages for art.
Are there pictures?
No, this one did not have pictures.
Okay, yeah, that was the one.
This is out of Ypsilanti, Michigan. Holy
shit.
It's
in the U.S. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Right. What, you think people in the U.S. didn't want to eat 20-foot sausages?
For art, I was thinking it was a European thing.
A fundraising event for children's art in Michigan has pitted participants with big appetites against 20-foot-long bratwursts that weigh close to 6 pounds.
I'd give it a try because I really like bratwurst a lot.
You want 20 feet of it?
I don't think I could eat 20 feet. I'd have to. There'd be so many dick jokes. It'd be like the Nathan's hot dog you got.
Oh, my God.
It would just be. It'd be like a gallery of people as I'm eating it. Just
the hot dog I almost died eating, thanks to everybody.
I just loved how we all just stared at you. Just
I know. I come back with this goddamn hot dog, which is good. Nathan's hot dogs are delicious. The second I pick it up, everyone at the table turns and looks at me.
It's like, yeah.
And then I'm like, I take a bite, and like four jokes popped up at the same time. Like, you enjoying that? Huh? How's that feel? I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die choking on this. Yeah, I'm sure you are.
It was just, we were all just, all right, go.
I should have just sat at another table.
That was great. Or just let it get cold. Be like, I'm not eating it.
No, I'm not eating it.
I bought this hot dog just to spite you.
That reminds me of the time that Skyler mooched on my pizza when he was like, I'm a sailor.
Yeah.
Because they said it was cheaper to get a big one rather than a small one. I'm like, all right, I'll get a big one. And I come back. He's like, I'm a sailor. And he grabs like two slices. I'm like, all right, well.
No, I guess. Now he's just sitting on his butt.
Yeah. You're not sailing.
You're not sailing at all. I hope he hears this. I hope he gets ambition from this. Sail, Ocean Master.
They raised a full $7,000.
Hey, good for them.
Yeah, with 20-foot long bratwurst. Yeah. A man tried to drink an entire gallon of Tabasco sauce.
No.
He declared after one gulp, this is going to be harder than I thought.
Oh, no. Did he?
Maybe it was trouble for... Yes.
Oh. He must have had to have, like, instant diarrhea, dude.
Took 10 minutes.
Oh, fuck. That is... Oh, nope. I'm getting like indigestion thinking about it.
Oh my God.
It would just ruin his insides.
Can you imagine the antacids you would have to drink to combat that?
Oh God. Just milk. Just gallons of milk.
Yeah.
And Pepto and oh.
Be like eating a salad of like Tums or something after that.
Oh God. Just, it's so chalky. Oh God, dude. A gallon of Tabasco sauce. Fuck that.
Lux the cat is now back with the family he trapped in a bedroom.
What?
Did you hear about Lux the cat?
No.
We didn't do the story because I didn't think it was funny at first. But basically this cat scratched a toddler and then...
Scratched a toddler.
And then the owners went into the bedroom and every time they opened the door, the cat would like come at the owners.
Oh.
So the owners were trapped.
Oh.
In the bedroom.
Oh, wow.
They called 911. And the 911 transcript even has the cat's meow. Cat meowing. he is a large cat. Very
I would have fucked that cat up. Just a kick.
If it got to the if it got to the point where I was trapped,
yeah,
I'd be like, all right, cat.
Look. Yeah. Same here. If that cat was rushed, I would just fucking.
I'm the one with the opposable thumbs.
Yeah. Like I will take. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't let a cat trap me in a room.
The family decided not to surrender the animal, so it is now back with the family.
It's good most of the time.
This reminds me of linebacker James Harrison had a dog that viciously like bit his kid.
Oh.
And they're like, no, we're keeping the dog. He's a good dog. You stupid bastard.
He just viciously mauled my kid.
Yeah.
No biggie, but.
So, Lux the cat is back.
Lux the cat. Is it L-U-X?
Or yep.
Is it? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. That's funny. It's in the transcript. Meow.
Meow. All right. So that will do it for news. That will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-pc. It's the number 3 PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com and search for us YouTube doc. Am I boring you?
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Yawning.
That was a good call, though.
Search 3-8-combo-podcast on youtube.com. So, for Andy, this is Matt signing out.